listening to TV Madness with your host, Makisha Madden-Toby. Thanks for listening. Today's show, we're going to be talking to Kathleen Rose Perkins. She's an awesome actress who's on the Showtime show Episodes. If you haven't caught it, it's the show where Matt LeBlanc sort of plays a version of himself, and Kathleen plays a studio exec who has to sort of deal with him, as well as the writers and their boss and all this other drama that sort of goes on behind the scenes to put on a show. Thanks for doing the show, Kathleen.
A version of myself.
Right. Not a version of yourself. Congratulations on the second season.
Oh, thank you. And thank you for having me on your show, Makisha. I really appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome. Thanks for being so awesome.
Yeah, it's always cool to... I'm native of Michigander, so it's really cool to be on anything. Detroit.
New Baltimore, right?
Yeah, New Baltimore, home of the Fish Fly Festival, Bayrama.
Nice. How often do you get back?
I'm actually going back for the 4th of July. I can't wait.
Cool.
See, most of my family is there. I have one older brother who's in Atlanta, but everybody else is still in Michigan, so I get to see everybody.
Both your parents are back in New Baltimore?
Yeah. Well, not in New Baltimore, but around there.
Okay.
My dad is close to it, but my mom is over in Rochester Hills.
Oh, cool, cool. And are you said you have a brother. How many siblings do you have?
I have four older brothers.
Wow. And you're the only girl?
Yeah. I'm the only girl. My mom stopped when she got a girl.
Good for her. Talk about persistent.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah,
wow.
She said that she found out that I was a girl, you know, because she was pretty drugged up while it was all happening. So then when the nurse came in and told her it was girl, she said, "You better go back and check because I'm going to get real excited."
That is awesome.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah, and then she brought me home to all my brothers, and they were like, "What is that? Never seen that before."
That is awesome. So, are you like the princess of the family because you're the only girl? No, were you like?
It's so funny because if you asked my brothers that, they would say yes, and then but my version of my history is completely different. They think that they completely coddled me and held me on a pedestal and totally protected me from the world, and that's so not the truth. They beat the crap out of me.
Oh, wow. What?
And, you know, I mean, they were siblings. We all lived together and couldn't stand each other. It was awesome. So, it was a normal upbringing, but also incredibly different to have four brothers and not any female siblings around. It's weird, but it made me who I am, so I can't complain.
Yeah. Does it make you tougher in a way?
Would you say? Well, yeah, in a way. I don't know whether that way is good or bad, but yeah, totally. It totally made me a survivor because my brothers would eat really fast when we would all go out to dinner. Even if we were at home, they'd eat really fast because they were growing boys, and they'd devour their food, and then they'd look just all turn their heads towards my food. And I would just unfortunately, I was too slow at eating and lost a lot of my food. But hey... I mean, maybe it kept me thin. I don't know.
Wow. It sounds sort of like an orphanage or something. Like, that's insane.
Yeah, it was a hard knock life. Just consider me Annie.
Yes. Wow.
No,
I have so much respect for you. That's insane.
Yeah. Now, if my brothers hear this, and they probably will, they're going to be like, "How dare you paint us in that light?
Air our dirty laundry." Yes.
Bless their hearts. They had to deal with the little girl yapping at their feet, like, all the time. So it probably was pretty annoying to have me around. So we all absolutely adore each other now, and we get along really great, and I couldn't ask for a better family. So
that's
my plug. That's the way I can redeem myself for what I just said.
Good for you. Now let's talk about episodes in your character, Carol. Like, now, so do we have any of that toughness from the Kathleen toughness in her? Because we don't know that much about Carol, right? I mean, we're sort of getting to know her.
Yeah, well, in the first season, I think what they established in the first season is that she is pretty good at her job, and her job is mostly lying. So she's really great at manipulation and lying,
yeah,
and dealing with the higher ups and also the creative talent, the writers and the actors. So she's kind of a go-between between those two people that really just don't mix, business-minded people and artists.
Yeah.
So, and I think they wrote her so, David Crane and Jeffrey Clarick are the writers, creators of this show, and I think they just did an amazing job telling a story about this woman who's really pretty great at her job.
Yeah.
And but she's just the exact opposite in her personal life, completely damaged and really just flawed and pathetic.
Hmm.
And that just keeps going and keeps developing and is just even more developed in the second season.
Does it make it hard for you then to like her? Or do you have to like her?
No, because I absolutely love real characters. I love seeing the flaws in any kind of character. That's my favorite.
Yeah.
It's so tasty and so it's so fun to, because it's real and
yeah,
nobody is perfect. And
right,
I'm probably just as damaged in other ways as she is. So
yeah,
I completely relate to her and I've fallen in love with her and I champion her to the point where it was a hard thing because my character has an affair with her boss.
It right,
has been going on for years, and
but it seems so even it seems so clinical. Like there was the scene from season one,
yeah,
where they're like getting it on in his office, and it's just like so not sexy, so
yeah,
nasty.
Yeah.
It's just like what, and you're just like kind of doing.
And somehow that's completely fulfilling for her.
Oh.
Like that's all she wants, and it gets even deeper. Like you realize how far down the rabbit hole she has gone in this relationship,
wow,
in the second season. And it was very hard for me to play that because I think she could do so much
yeah,
better.
He's not even cute. Like what?
No.
What is that about? Is it about his power?
No. John Pankow plays Merck.
No, he's an awesome actor. But no one ever
charming,
says.
Yeah, I know. I know what you're saying. I just feel, well, I think that I could probably, I don't know. I just think she could do better. But
I mean, what is the attraction? Because he's powerful or he's, and because he's there? Or I don't get it. I mean, do we understand
that
more?
I think there is a real big attraction to what you can't have.
Okay.
He's married, so she can't have him, and that makes him even more attractive. Some
and he's
women
married
do
to
that,
a blind woman, right? Isn't his wife blind?
Yeah, and that's the reason why he can't leave her, because she went blind. He was about to leave her after their, like, one of their honeymoon, or their, not their honeymoon, but one of their anniversaries, but she went blind in Hawaii,
oh,
and by eating some bad fish, I think, and then he couldn't leave her, so we just kind of continue on with the relationship in secret.
Wow.
And it's still going. In the second season, you'll see it even more progress, even.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh.
It's sad, but I think she also has incredible father issues,
mm-hmm,
lots of, like, seeking of approval and loving the idea of a man in power, and that's exactly what he is.
Yeah.
So it fulfills a lot of her idiosyncrasies and her issues.
Now, is she and Beverly, are they really friends, or is it a friendship budding there, sort of? Because they're the only two women who sort of have each other on the show, this mostly.
Yeah, yeah. No, to my great benefit, they have even developed that relationship even more so in the second season as well. So you'll see a lot of scenes where we're just sitting around talking about our problems, mostly about men. So it's a really lovely, some of my favorite scenes that I got to shoot are with Tamsin Gregg, who plays Beverly Lincoln. She's just an amazing actress, and just what they write for both of us, it's very Lucy and Ethel-esque.
Oh, cool.
So, yeah, and it's just really fun to play off of her and to get to do the amazing dialogue that they've given us. So, yeah, we are true friends. I think in partly in desperation. Like, we
yeah,
just don't we don't get along with probably a lot of other people, or definitely not a lot of other women. So it just to find each other in a desperate circumstance that we can somewhat stomach each other.
Yeah.
Then we have to be best friends.
Well, you know, it's better than nothing. It's
right.
Take what you can get.
Exactly. That's and awesome. She doesn't take any of, like, her character doesn't take any of my crap, and I really kind of don't take any of hers, and we call each other on, you know, our mistakes and whatnot. So it's really, really fun to have a relationship like that on screen.
That's great. Oh, I'm so glad you did the show. Thank you so much. You're awesome, Kathleen. I really can't wait to see the second season.
Well, thank you. It was an absolute delight just talking to you.
Same
thanks.
Here.
And thanks for tuning in, and I hope you like it.
Yes, make sure you guys watch episode season 2, kicks off July 1st, Sunday, July 1st at 10:30. Thank you again, Kathleen.
Blue. Wait, that's right, right?
Yes, yeah. Right? Yeah, okay. Sunday, July 1st, 10:30, this Sunday, right? Yeah.
Yeah, that's us.
What was that? You're hilarious. She's awesome. Thank you.
Thank you.
That was Kathleen Rose Perkins, ladies and gentlemen. She's hilarious. I love her. Make sure you watch the show episodes. Season 2, 10:30 p.m. Sunday, July 1st is when it kicks off. And thanks for listening to the show. Thank you, Leo. You are amazing. Thank you, NPR West, and our sponsor, Record Surplus in Los Angeles. Visit recordsurplusla.com. Thanks for listening. You take me home.